What motivated you to give back to the university's Office of Multicultural Affairs?
I think what's important, I've always been giving back. A lot of people don't know this, I actually started a scholarship fund when I was in college. When I was in undergrad, I started a scholarship fund at $200 and I would give back to my high school. And, you know, after that, what ended up happening is I was underfunded. And so this is something I've always wanted to do. It's just the time is a lot better. We've been able to expand it. And so I really wanted to go out and start the first scholarship with Murray State by giving back to the African-American Students of Multicultural Center, because that was the center that recruited me. That was the center that really helped me grow and develop as the person that I am today when I was at the university. So I just wanted to pay it forward.
Okay, and how many years did you spend here at Murray State?
I was actually at Murray State from 1999 to 2002. So that was about 3 years. I came to the university, ran track and field, and after that I went on an exchange program to Alabama A&M University through Murray State. I actually double majored. I was a double major in chemistry and biology, and I had a minor in marketing.
Okay, and one of your quotes were, as a leader, you have to believe in yourself when nobody believes in you. What unique challenges have you encountered in pursuing your goals?
Well, in life, you're always going to have people who are what I call dream stealers. They tell you what you can't do. You know, they tell you what you're not going to be. They tell you it's not going to happen. You know, like I've had people tell me over and over and over again that, you know, I would never be successful and things of that nature. And, you know, one of the biggest things is that you have to believe in yourself. Even if nobody else do, you have to believe in yourself, because everything starts with confidence. Confidence is everything in business. Confidence is everything in life. And if you can do something for yourself and other people pick on that, then eventually they will believe in what you're doing.
I read on the press release that you built organizations of more than 500,000 people in 6 continents. What steps did you take to accomplish that goal?
Well, you know, I started this part-time business in direct sales, the direct sales industry, back in 2004. Just doing it part-time. I was a college student. You know, I had a little bit of success, nothing major. And I kept sticking it out and sticking it out and sticking it out. And one thing that really excited me was the potential to possibly do business in different countries and places like that I like to travel to, places that I saw on the Travel Channel, like the islands and Phuket and Bali and all these places. And so I taught myself literally how to do business in those countries. And so I was able to expand and take a lot of different steps, mainly things that I learned right here at this university, which goes back to understanding people, understanding cultures, and, you know, just expanding and doing business in those countries. And so I taught myself a lot, but I also locked up with a couple of really good mentors who kind of expedited that process. And so that's kind of where everything started at.
How often do you travel to different countries?
Oh, man, last month I was probably in, I think it was like 11 countries in March. So it's really just often as needed. When I go to Asia, those are long flights. And so sometimes the trips can be as short as 2 days. Sometimes it could be as long as 4 weeks. But, you know, it's really exciting because, you know, each country is different. You're talking about Singapore, Malaysia, Korea, Thailand, Indonesia. I mean, they have some beautiful beaches in Bali and Phuket Island. And then you look at the islands and the Caribbean islands and Europe and all kind of places like that, Australia. So it's just very, very exciting. So hopefully, like I've been literally on the go for the last 4 years, traveling aggressively, mainly because I like to, but also because it's something I get paid to do. But also, you know, I plan on calming it down a little bit, chilling and being able to do some of the things that I want to do as far as helping students and helping college students and high school students.
What do you plan on doing? I know you've given this scholarship to the Office of Multicultural Affairs. Do you have any other future plans?
I'm always all about future plans. You know, I can never let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. But I think strategically, you know, this is just the first scholarship. I wanted to try something. Let's see how it goes. If it goes great, then I've already mapped out a strategic plan on how we can be able to give back to the university and also help people in my hometown, help people, you know, who really want to go to the next level. And one thing is that often in life, we see people think it's a fairy tale. They think, okay, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to graduate in 4 years. I'm going to get a job and all this other stuff. And, I mean, sometimes that happens, but most of the times it doesn't. You're going to run into challenges. You're going to face obstacles. You're going to go through life. And I think that individually, people have to learn how to grow so they can overcome those obstacles, overcome those challenges. And I think a lot of things start with leadership. And so one of the things I'll be focusing mainly on is more so leadership and showing people how to not only, you know, help them with a scholarship. I mean, that's great. That's fine and dandy. You know, money comes and goes. It's what you learn from that that will be able to take you to the next level, that will be able to get you out of the hump, and that will be able to help you play the game of life. It's simple. No matter where you're from, never let nobody tell you what you can or what you can't do. And don't let anybody's opinion dictate your future. So if it's something you really want to do or something you really want to accomplish in life, or if you have a goal, you know, do it by any means necessary. It's nothing wrong with failing. You know, a lot of people think failure is a bad thing. No, you're going to fall, and you're going to fall repeatedly. Sometimes you're going to fail over and over and over again. It's not how many times you fail. It's how many times you get back up. And so my advice to the students receiving these scholarships is that as you continue your education, as you continue your career, you know, make sure you always stay focused so you can see the long-term picture, the long-term vision, and make the necessary sacrifices on what you have to do.
Okay, and is there anything else that you would like to add?
As far as anything else, you know, I'm really just glad to be back at the university. Glad to be back at the university. The campus was amazing. The Multicultural Center was absolutely incredible and amazing. I think that I'm really excited about the future on what this university has. And I think that if the university and the Multicultural Center, if they work together strategically, they can really see an increase in the African-American population as well as the minority population, as well as the enrollment population, which can only make the university that much more attractive. And I mean, this university is one of the top universities in the country. It definitely prepared me for everything that I needed to see in life. And, you know, I'm proud to be back.